Okay, we're holding Yom HaChesem with Beis by the two dots towards the end of the Amud. The Lish Kaspa Hedrin. So this is going back to the first Mishnah. Shiva Siyayim Kadim Yakipurim, Mafrishim Kim Godim Beis, the Lish Kaspa Hedrin. So Rashi in the Mishnah said, Kach Shmo, Ubigmor Meforish, Lama Nikvis came. So we finally got to that Gemara. Tanya. Pahedrin basically is a Greek word. It's Loshen Yevani. So the Gemara is now going to... Yeah, you'll see from the Gemara what it means, the word, and why is it called this way. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda. V'chilish kas pahedrin oisa. Or Omar Rabbi Yehuda, there's a girsa. V'chilish kas pahedrin oisa. V'alilish kas balvati oisa. Yeah, so the question is clear?
The
Braisa here is Rabbi Yehuda is asking a question in Greek. You gotta know Greek for understanding this question. Mm-hmm. So Rashi says Parhedrin Pekidei Hamelech Balvati Loshen Sorim Tachos Anikvis Lishkas Sorim. So if you look in Rabbeinu Hananel, if not, Rabbeinu Hananel is explaining further what is the Pahedrin. Rashi is saying Pekidei HaMelech, which means these are government officials, yeah, that the king puts in charge of something, right? Mm-hmm. Rabbeinu Hananel explains further what are they in charge of. Zogt Rabbeinu Hananel, Pirush Loshen Pahedrin Kegoin Agardomim HaMemune LaShvokim. So these are people that are in charge of the markets. And actually in the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, so he's saying also pretty much the same, like Rabbi Nochanan, similar to Rabbi Nochananel. So to Rambam, the Ram is later, it's not an our Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. So to Rambam, Poiskei hasheorim hamimanim oisum hamilochim al hashvokim. So he's adding, poiskei hasheorim means they are in charge of the price of the markets. Yeah, we'll see soon how it comes up in the Gemara. Yeah, what does it mean they're in charge of the markets? So the Ram says they decide about the price. The Ritva also says olzeh derech. Dr. Ritva, Vehem anoshim hamemunim al hasheorim ve'al hamidois. Sheorim means the prices, and the midois is the amounts, like what price for what amount, or midois, you know, the scales, measuring, weighing. So you see, they all say, Rabbi Nochanan, the Ram, the Ritva, they all say that this is the Pahedrin are, that Rashi says, Pekidei HaMelech, what are they in charge of? They're in charge of the markets. Okay. Now, the Balvati, which Rashi says is Sorim, Zokt Rabbi Nochanan El Chachmei Ho'etzo. And you see, what's the next word, Rabbi Nochanan, the next words? Ushneim beloshen yavan zokter. Both the bulvati and the balvati and the pahedrin are Greek words. So Rabbi Nachman is reporting to us from the Greek dictionary that bulvati is chachmei ha'etza. Yeah, which Rashi says sorry, he says chachmei ha'etza. What does chachmei ha'etza mean? So it seems like these are the people that the melech consults with them. In other words, it's like a cabinet. They're not the government. The king is the government. This is not but they're like the king's cabinet. They're the advisors. Yeah, chachmi ha'etza. The king's advisors. Mm-hmm. So and Rashi said sarim, which is ministers. So it's a similar idea. Basically, the difference is benegea us. Yeah, here anyway, we're not talking not about market officials, and not about king, you know, government advisors or cabinet ministers, but we're talking about a kohen gadol, right? This is the lishka of the kohen gadol. What are all these names about? Yeah. So the Mishnah says that the lishka of the kohen gadol, where the kohen gadol goes once a year, a week before Yom Kippur, is called the womb, the headquarters of the market officials. Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa asks that it should have been called, or it used to be called, yeah, it should have been called the office of the cabinet advisors, the ministers. Why this and why that? It's neither. It's the lishka of the kohen gadol. What's going on here? So the Ritva explains that the difference between the two things, the two terms, benegea alasugi, benegea as, is that the balvate or balyute, whatever the way you pronounce it, is a shem shel chashivus. The hainu, the pahedrin, which is people, officials that the government puts in charge of the market, that's obviously, that's not like some kind of a royal job. Yeah, it's not a chashev. It's not a chashev shtele. It's someone that is in charge of making sure the market functions right. The price. It's right. It's more of an administrative office. Masha'enkin, yeah. That's the Palhedrin. The word the Mishnah uses. Masha'enkin, the other one, the Balyuti, Balvati, is a chashiv. Is a shem shel chashiv. Is these asarim, ministers, advisors of the king, the cabinet. This is a chashev shtela. This is more like a minister office. So the Ritva explains the Gemara's kasha was Rabbi Yehuda's kasha, and the Braisa is how come we call the lishka of the kohen gadol in a name that doesn't have chashivis as opposed to someone that has a chashivis. In other words, that's for sure. That both, if you call it parhedvin or belvate, it's only a mushel. It's just like a bar term. Because the kohen gadol is neither of the two, yeah. So just a bow term. So it's keilu you're calling it like the office of the minister or the office of the administrator official, right? So the gemara's kasha is to it. V'hachi parchinon shelo yhayalun lechanis lishkozu b'shem parhedvin el b'shem belvate shu shem shul chashivis. Why are you using the term when you want to use a mushel from a government different government terms? Use something that is chashiv. You're talking about the kohen gadol here. Why are you using a lashon that is not of chashivis? That's what's bothering Rabbi Yehuda. Elo batchilo you koyir moisul lishkas balvote umitoich shenoyslim olav mamin lekuhuno machlifin moisul kol shnei masur chaydesh kepar hedrin alalu shemachlifin moisul kol shnei masur chaydesh lefika you koyir moisul lishkas pahedrin. So the Bryce is saying basically the answer is inachinami. It's taka used to be called lishkas belvote. The kohen gadol is like a sar. Yeah, it's a sechoshev eshtele, and that's why we taka used to call the lishkas kohen gadol lishkas belvote, lishkas sarin, chachmei ha'etzo, like Rabbi Nochanal says. Elamai, at a certain point it changed. What changed? Mitoich shenoisnim olav mamin lekehuna. What does this mean? Zokt Rashi, mitoich shekoyani baisheni hayu oindim al yidei mamin shenoisnim al kehuna gdoilo lemalchi beis chashmoinoi. So, in baisheni, there was kings of beis chashmoinoi, yeah, the dynasty of the chashmoinoim. And if you wanted to be a kohen gadol, so you had to bribe them or pay them a certain high tax or something, and then you would buy your way into the shtel of the kohen gadol. Yeah, Takadah, the Achrayim have an even Rishonim already. Tisishonim already has an Ora. Tisishonim, if not, he has an Ora on Rashi. Chor the Chashmoinoim, they were Kohanim themselves, as we know, right? Not only Kohanim Gedolim. Yeah, Matisio ben Yochanan kohen gadol, Chashmoinoi Uvanov. So he's saying it can be that the kohanim are bribing the malchi hashmoinayim for being kohanim gedolim, because the malchi hashmoinayim themselves were kohanim gedolim. So he's saying, so obviously we're talking about a different tkufa during Bayis Sheni, when it wasn't the Malchi Beis Hashmoinoi. So he's saying here, Elo le Malchi Beis David hoya, but that's a Tosafer, because there was no Malchi Beis David at all in the tkufa of Bayis Sheni. So there's a Haggah here, Hodus, Tzochleim Hodus, in the Tosafer Shani. After the Malchi Beis Hashmoinoi, there was the Malchus of Hodus, so that's when it became corrupt, and he started paying off the king for getting the shtel. What's the point about it? So that's mitoich shenoyts nimam lekuna. So first of all, this is something Rashi says that changed by Bayis Sheni, and as we'll see later in the Gemara and Daf Tesa Mudal, the Gemara points out that the madrega of the kohanim gedolim in Bayis Sheni was way lower than what it used to be in Bayis Vishen. The tzidkas of them, was a big irido between Bayis Vishen and Bayis Sheni about the kohanim gedolim. So the reason for it is, Rashi explains, because by Bayis Vishen, a kohen gadol used to be appointed by his qualities, if he's qualified for the job. And Taka the Pirush HaMishnayis brings down here, again, in the Mishnah, later in the Mishnah Gimel, Zokter, Kohen Gadol tzorich shelo yiyeh b'anshei doyve min hakohanim yoyser sholem imenu. That's the criteria for being Kohen Gadol, Zokter Rambam, is that there shouldn't be any kohen in the generation that has more shlemis than him, that is better than him. In what? Better in what? Zokter Rambam, b'chochma u'be'emuna, Tagum Yira, I think, u'be'yoifi, u'be'oyshe, u'be'koyach, both physical qualities and spiritual, ruchnis. Oma Hashem Yisbach, Zokter Rambam, we learn it from a pasuk, v'akoyen ha'godol me'echov. When the Torah is talking about a kohen gadol, he's calling him a kohen ha'godol me'echov. So you see from that he has to actually be greater than all the kohanim. So that's the qualification of a kohen gadol. Mimelo. So he's saying, in Mikdash Rishon, the way it used to be, when they were looking to appoint a new kohen gadol, the kohen gadol died. You know, you need a new kohen gadol. They were looking for the gadol hador, the kohanim of the generation. Yeah. He was the one that you chose. There was also physical qualities. Yeah, you needed a combination. But you were mamish looking for the biggest talmid chachem, for the biggest tzaddik, for the biggest, and the most handsome and the most rich. And if he's not rich enough, it's halacha, you make him rich. But kapani, the point is, you're looking for the best person for being the kohen gadol. Mimelo by Bayis Rishon, that's why they had good kohanim gedolim, because they chose them by their qualities, and there is a din that kohen gadol should be the best of the kohanim. What happened by Bayis Sheni? Zokter Rambam, Avol b'mikdash Sheni shehayu bo yadvarim kulam bilti shleimim kemo sheyodato v'hamelochim lo yehayu hoilchim al derech hayosher. Yeah, the kings which were in charge of appointing the kohen gadol, they already were not. They went off the derech. The kings and mimeila hayu memanim koyanim gedolim bechazko v'afilu shelo yehayu ruim lekach. Zokter Rambam. That's good for the point.
The kings.
You see it in Rashi already. Why are you only asking it now? Rashi already said they used to bribe the kings by Sheni for becoming a kohen gadol, right? Mm-hmm. So the king, so in Bayis Rishon, the kingdom was still in the right derech. So they were choosing Kohen and Gedolim based on their qualities. By Sheni, the kings were already they went off the derech. So they started choosing Kohen and Gedolim based on bribery. Whoever paid more got the job. Nothing to do with their qualities. That's good for what happened. That's the Pshat in Rashi. את קיין ביי שני יום די מלדיי מאמען שנייס מיל קונה גדוי לא מאל מלאכים מאלכי ביס חשמני לא מאלכי ביס חודס אוקיי so that's one shlav here. Yeah, so this is we're aiming here to understand why did they change the name of the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, right? Zokt Rashi. So now, so the Gemara. So that's the first statement in the Gemara. Mitoch shenoisnimol of mamon lekuhuna, right? So what if noisnimol of mamon? So you have. So you don't have good such good kohanim gedolim. Fine, but what is that after changing the name? So the Gemara Brisa goes weiter. Umachlifim moysu kol shnei moysu chodesh. What does this mean? What is machlifim oiso kol shnei moso chodesh? Zokt Rashi, kloima shereshoyim hoyu veloy hoyu meitzim shnosom umamidim acher tachtov. So first of all, Rashi says what happened was because they were rishoyim, or they weren't qualified for the job. So they wouldn't make it. It wouldn't last more than a year. And this is coming from the Gemara later. The Gemara Tesum Dalef says that the Kohanim Gdolim and Bayis Sheni lived a short life, and it's coming from the pasuk Shnois Rishayim Tiktzana. Yeah. So this might be because. They weren't roi to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah, no. There was a matzav that you had to mamish. They would die in the Kodesh HaKadoshim because they weren't roi for the Gilui Shechina, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then you had to schlep them out. But the Gemara here doesn't say that. The Gemara here just says because they were Rishayim, so they died young, yeah, as Rishayim.
I wonder why didn't take a lesson.
Right. So vice twice, it was worth it to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was worth it, even if it's the last thing you're going to do. You see, people were fighting for this job. People were paying a lot of money for it. Was worth the job of being a Kohen Gadol, it was worth an Eruchnis, the Gilui Shechina. But anyway, so Rashi says that's the point, that lo yehoyu mitzim shnosom, and mimei lo ma'amidim acher tachtov. So every year you needed the new Kohen Gadol, less than a year. Now, therefore what? So machlifim ma'isa kol shnei maso chodesh. But you see, Rashi could have ended here. Yeah. Machlifim is going base chodesh. Yeah. So you have to switch to Kohen Gadol every base chodesh, and then it goes on and says kipahedvin elosh. Machlifim is called shnei moso chodesh. Lafika choykarim is lishkas pahedvin. The hain. The thing about the pahedvin, which is the administrators in charge of the markets, is that they have terms. Like a yearly term. Every year you switch, you bring a new guy.
Especially
they don't die, but the king keeps switching them, right? Especially what?
No, especially if they're dying.
They're not dying, the government, the officials of the markets.
Yeah.
But that's the procedure. The way it works is that every year you appoint a new person. So maybe they get corrupt, whatever the reason is. That's the mitzvah. That's what used to be in the kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
So in Melo, the reason why we're calling Lishkas Panhedrin in this name is because it's they're being switched every year, every 12 months. Yeah, because the Kohen Gadolim were dying in the Bayis Sheni, they were dying young, and in Melo they were dying. They didn't make it throughout the year, and every year you needed a new Kohen Gadol. That already is enough for saying pshat in the Braisa, right? In the Braisa, in the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that's not what Rashi is saying. Rashi, that's only the beginning of Rashi. Rashi started off saying, and then Rashi is adding now a whole new piece. V'chol koyin ha-mischadish bo, soyser oiso. Dehainu, every time you had a new Kohen Gadol was appointed, he used to take apart the building of the Lishkas Bahedrin, Ubayne Binyan Noem in Horishoin Shetehe Kruya Al Shmoi. Every one of them wanted to make to build a nicer one. It should be named after him. V'nimtzo mischalef es kol shono v'shono. What is Rashi doing here? What is this necessary for? What's going on? Where's this coming from? Rashi could have stopped in the beginning. Rashi already said since they were v'shoim, they were getting the job by bribery, so they would die young. And in Mela, every year you had a new Kengudel. So that's already similar to the Pahedrin, that every year you get a new administrator. What's wrong with that? Rashi already said that. What does Rashi have now to add the whole story about every one of them breaking the Lishkas Pahedrin and building a new one? Where is this coming from? So, Taka, if you look in the Rambam, you're going to see that's how the Rambam learns Pshat. Like, the Rambam is only saying the first part of Rashi. The Pshat in the Braisa is that the Kohanim Gedolim themselves used to switch every year. Yeah, there would be a new Kohen Gadol every year. Mm-hmm. And in this way, they were similar to the Parhedrin. Just like the Parhedrin, yeah, the administrators of the markets change every year. So the Kohanim Gedolim changed every year in Bais Sheni. And that's why it's they started calling it Lishkas Pahedrin. That's all. That's the Pashas the Gemara. So Vasat Pesurashi is continuing the whole shtickle. Yeah, he's adding now a whole shtickle about the new Kohen Gadol. He breaks the old Lishka and he builds a new one to make it in his name. V'nimtzim is chalef is kol shana v'shana. The Lishka alone is changing, not just the Kohen Gadol is changing, or the Lishka is changing. What does Rashi need it for, and where's it coming from? Mm-hmm. The Rambam Taka leaves the whole thing now. He just says the ratio of Rashi. So that needs a hesper. So the Rashash, I don't know, it seems like he didn't see the Pirush HaMishnayis. He's Taka Mechavin to the Pirush HaMishnayis. Midas Asim, Rashash wants to say the Pashtip Pshat Negimara is like this, like we just said from the Rambam. Now, the Rashash says, yeah, so if you see the Rashash, you can see what was bothering Rashi. The Rashash says, there's one problem with this Pshat in Lashon HaGemara. You see any problem in Lashon HaGemara? According to the Rambam's Mahaluch, in the Lashon HaBraisa. Mitoich shenoisnim olav mamon lekehuno, umachlifim oiso kol shneim oso chodesh. Is there anything that doesn't fit in so well here in the Rambam's Pshat? That every year there would be a new Kohen Gadol. Zok to Rashash, Lichura, according to this Mahalach of the Rambam, so it should have said, Machlifim Oysom, Loshen Rabim. What is Machlifim Oysa? Oysa is Loshen Yochid Nekeva. Who's that Nekeva we're talking about here? We're talking about the Kohanim Gedolim, according to the Rambam, right? Yeah. Every year they used to change them. So that's a problem here in the law with the Lashon. Mimelo zokt Rashi al kochoch. There's a second part of the story. In the chinami, the first stage is the Kohen Gadol used to switch every year, used to change every year, and that's something we'll also see later in the Gemara. Kol echod ve'echod me eloi hoytzi shnasi. The Gemara says, however, zokt Rashi, but the Gemara is saying here something about the etzim lishka, because it says machlifim oisa. Who's the oisa? The lishka, not the Kohen Gadol. So Vaistois, this was just a chitimtza. The fact that they changed the Kohen Gadol every year, that just caused another thing, that each one of them built a new lishka. Mm-hmm. So they not only changed the Kohen Gadol every year, but he even changed the etzim lishka every year, because every Kohen Gadol rebuilt it because he wanted to make it nicer and to have the credit for it. It should be named after him. So that's what that's the pshat in the braiso. Mitoich shenoisnim olav mamin lekehuna. Dehainu zokt Rashi. That's what caused having a new Kohen Gadol every year, because like Rashi explains that therefore they didn't appoint the right people by their qualities, but they appointed them by bribery, so they were Rishoyim. Yeah, it wasn't the best people, and therefore they didn't survive. Yeah, they didn't last for more than a year. And he made every year he had a new Kohen Gadol.
So why don't we say that?
Once he had a new Kohen Gadol every year, so even the Lishka Alein changed every year, because every one of them rebuilt it. And that's why it's called Lishka Sparedrin. that just like the parhedrin shemachlifim oisikol shneim osur chaydish, the government administrators of the markets, also the lishkas parhedrin alain changed every shneim osur chaydish. So the price here is not talking about the kohanim gedolim changing every year; it's talking about the lishko changing every year, according to Rashi. And that's why it's using the lashon machlifim oiso and not oisom.
But it doesn't bother why it doesn't speak about the ikar nekuda of changing the kahuna?
No, it is. Rashi is saying that's the first stage. The reason why the lishka changed every year is because the kohen gadol changed every year. Just the point. No, it's not another way. It's two stages. The point is, according to Rashi, the reason the lishka is called this way is not because of the people in the lishka. It's not because of the kohen gadol. It's because of the lishka alein, the hainu. This room was similar to parhedrin, not the people, not the kohen gadol in the lishka. The lishka alein was like a parhedrin, because the lishka was switched every year, just like the government administrators switch every year. The lishka, not the kohen gadol. The reason why the lishka changed every year is because the kohen gadol changed every year.
The nekuda?
What?
Isn't that the ikar nekuda?
What's
that
the ikar nekuda?
The kohen gadol changed every year.
What do you mean it's the ikar nekuda? The Gabi, what is the? Is it the ikar nekuda?
Is the Gabi what the Gemara is talking about? That
what is the Gemara talking about?
That we're comparing the. You're right. It's talking about the room. You're right. Lishka.
It's talking about the room. Lishka's parhedrin. The Gemara was asking how come it's called lishka's parhedrin. So Gemara is saying, the lishka is daime to these administrators because it's changing every year. Now Rashi had needed also the first stage, the akdama, because vasepes the lishka was changed every year. So Rashi says we find later in the Gemara, and also what does it have to do with noisimul of mamon lekehuno? Yeah, how could it read? What's the connection between buying off the kehuna gdoilo and the fact that the lishka is being rebuilt every year? So Rashi is pashut connecting the dots here. Yeah, he's filling out the blanks. He's saying, Vaistoi is the Pshakta, since they were bribing their way into the Kohen Gadol, so you ended up with a Kohen Gadol Rasha, which didn't survive, like the Gemara says later, Shloyoi Mitzim Eshnos, Kolachot Bechot Leitz Eshnos. And Mimelo, Vaistoi is every new Kohen Gadol, he wanted to rebuild it, and that's why it's a new Lishka every year. And that's why the Lishka is called Lishka's Paradigm. So that's Rashi Shtikul Torah, it's Mamish Ahol Shtikul Torah, how to teach up the Gemara, all because of the Lashon Oysa. If it would say Oysa, fine. But it says Isa, so it's mashma that we're not focusing on the Kohen Gedolim here. The Lishka is not named after the people in it, but it's named after the Etzim Lishka. So that's where Rashi has to add this whole part of the story.
Right. The Etzim attack, like we said in the beginning, would have made a lot of sense to call Lishka's Haparhedrin because they were similar to the Parhedrin. But because of the lashon,
exactly.
It's not that because of lishka, we have to say because it's talking the room.
Not only we would have said, the Rambam Taka learns this way. The Rambam Taka learns. Right. There's the whole thing. Lehevli nivra. The Ram never heard of such a thing. They rebuild it every year. Lehevli. There's no such gemara. This is Rashi is saying this for teaching the gemara. The Ram says push it. He only says the first part of the story. Every year you had a new Kohen Gadol, and that's why it's called Lishka's Paradim, because it's the Lishka is named after the Kohen Gadolim in it. Ah, it says Loshon Oiso. Yeah, so Rashi also could make sense. You could say the Lishka is called not after the Kohen Gadolim, but after the Etzim building. That's how Rashi learns. But what made Rashi learn this way, what forced him to say that, is because of the Loshon Lishka, because of the Loshon Oiso instead of Oisom. That's what you see in the Rashash. Zok the Rashash, I have a pshat. Even you could say kipshuto, like the Rambam, that it's you don't need this whole extra part of the story about rebuilding the Lishka. The Lishka is named after the Kohanim Gdolim. The Kohanim Gdolim, they are the Parhedrin Kiilu that they switch every year, and that's all. How come the Gemara says Oiso, Machlifim Oiso, it should say Machlifim Oiso. Zok the Rashash, Oiso means the Kihuna Gdolim, not the Lishka. You know why it says Loshen Yochin Nekeva, not Loshen Rabim about the Kohanim Gedolim? Because it's not talking about the people, it's talking about the concept. Forgetting the job. Yeah, the job of the Kohanim Gedolim, the Shtele, was every year. It was changed every year. A new person got it. Mm-hmm. So that's the Machlifim Oysa. So Rashash saying, just because it says Oysa, it's not a reason. Yeah, it's not a Hechrich to say the whole extra part of a story that Rashi adds. You could say Pashat like the Rambam, but Oysa just is referring to the Kohanim. Now, so that's one machlokes Rashi and Rambam here. Mm-hmm. So Kuntai is Bekitzer. According to Rashi, Lishkas Parhedrin is named this way because the nature of the building of the Lishka Lane, and according to the Rambam, Hashem, according to the Rambam, it's named this way based on the residence of the Lishka. Right? Now, so that's one Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam here. Now, there's another interesting Machlokes here between the Rashi and the Rambam, Mamish, about this. When the Gemara says, Mitoich Shenoisim Olav Mamon Lekehuna, so they both agree, the Rashi and the Rambam, that that's what's causing the Kohanim Gdolim to change. Just Rashi then is taking it a step further. He's saying, besides the once the Kohen Gadol is changing, also the Lishka is changing, right? Also the Lishka is being rebuilt. But the Kohanim, in the first stage, they both agree. Now, how is that caused, the first stage? Yeah, the part of the story that is agreed on all, that the Kohanim Gdolim change every year. How is that caused by Mitoich Shenoisim Olav Mamon Lekehuna? What's the shaykhis? Because they bribe their way into the job, that's why every year there's a new Kohen Gadol. What's the connection between the two?
Well,
you could pay a bribery and be a Kohen Gadol now for 40 years. What's the shaykhis? What's the connection?
I guess technically you can make more money like this because many people want the job, so they'll shorten the
period. Oh, he's saying very good, but is that what Rashi says?
Nah.
We just saw the Rashi.
Like
the Lashon Nisim,
because they were
nifted,
they were bad.
What's the Shaykh's Tanesnim of Mamon? So how does Rashi understand the Lashon Gimara?
Oh, so they were not royal because of just paying.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. According to Rashi, the Nisim of Mamon Lekehuna was just a reason that the end result was a Kohen Gadol that was not qualified. Instead of choosing the best Kohen Gadol, the best quality, your best, the biggest amtrochim, the biggest tzaddiks, you chose the one that paid the higher bribery, and he mainly ended up with a Russia, and a Russia is not royal likach, and therefore that's why he won't make it. Yeah, he's a loy haitzish nasa. Yeah, he's a Russia. He won't be a kodesh kodashim. He's not royal for that. So it's just an indirect result. Mitach shneisim mona lekonos. He'll end up with a Russia that won't survive, and that's why it's wished every year. That's what Rashi says.
Yeah.
But if you look in the Rambam, you'll find that you're mechavin to the Rambam. Your pshat, the Rambam says.
It's not my pshat. I thought you wanted to know another reason besides Rashi. So,
Wasn't ask okay. So zok the Rambam in the Pirushei Mishnayos. Veloze atam nikri salishko shemoyshivim b'kohanim gdolim lishkas parhedrin. I'm skipping. So the Rambam is not saying a word about Rishoyim, he's not saying a word about Kohen Gadolim not being Roy Lekach and not making it, dying young. The Rambam is not mentioning anything about death. The reason why you have a new Kohen Gadol every year, Zok the Rambam, is because this way the king is making a lot of money, like you just said, every year. He's opening it for a competition, and whoever pays the highest bribery gets the job. That's all. No, it's not because the previous Kohen Gadol was a Russia and died. It's because the Kohen Gadol is switching the old one with the new one because he wants to get a new bribery.
Opposite angle of how we saw Kohen Gadol my whole life.
So according to the Rambam, it's not just the story is different, but the taich of the Gemara is different. Mamish changes the pshat in the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying here. Mitoich shenoisnim olav mamon lekehuna machlif meisik olshneim asa chaydish, according to the Rambam, is a direct result. According to Rashi, it's just a simen azah. Since they were buying their way into it, so they're not qualified for the job, and therefore they die young because they're not royal lekach, and email, that's where you have end up with a nukah and good. According to the Rambam, according to Rashi, it's like a simen azah. Yeah, if they bribe their way in, so vice is they're not qualified. According to the Rambam, it's a sibah, it's a direct reason. Because they buy their way into it, so every year a new guy buys his way into it. So that's why you switch him. Bush it. Yeah, so it's Mamish, okay. A whole different pshat. It's a whole different pshat, yeah, the connection. And this is the Rambam, the Rambam also holds that Machlifim Moisa is going on the Kohanim Taku. It's going on the Kohanim themselves, like the Rashash says. Okay, So Taka, the Gemara, as we mentioned, as we keep mentioning, Rashi is coming from a Gemara later in Daf Tes. The Gemara Taka says that Kol Echad VeEchad Lo Yehotzi Shnosei. So Rashi didn't make this up, because he's coming from the Gemara. But vice versa, the Ram doesn't make this tzushtil. It's true that Lo Yehotzi Shnosei, but that's not what the Gemara means here. What the Gemara is talking about here is Machlifi Moisa, that the Melech was switching them. And in a way, also, according to the Rambam, the mashal is better. Because what happens by the mashal, by the parhedrin themselves, by the administrators of the market? Why do they switch every, why do they change every year? Because the king switches them, right?
Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, it's mamish the same thing. Also here, the melech switches the kohen gadol. According to Rashi, it's not the same thing. Here the melech changes them, and here they just die, right? It's not the same thing. So I think Lemaisa could be, and the Rashash, as we mentioned before, it seems like what's bothering Rashi here with adding the whole Maisa about the Lishka being rebuilt is the Lashon Oisa, right? It says Oisa, not Oisam. But I think it could be there's more to it. I think it's Rashi Lishitosai. As we mentioned, again, we have two machlokes here between Rashi and the Rambam. One machlokes is why did the Kohen Gadol change every year, right? Rashi says because he died. The Rambam says because the Kohen Gadol appointed the king switched him, right? Then there's another machlokes. Is that the end of the story? The Kohen Gadol changed, and that's why the Lishka is called Parhedrin. That's what the Rambam says. Or Rashi says no. There's another part of the story. Every Kohen Gadol rebuild the Lishka, and that's why the Lishka is called Parhedrin, right? So I'm saying, Efshir. Rashi is Lishitosi in the two machlokeses. You know why Rashi has to add this whole part of the story? It's not just because of the Diuk Oysan instead of Oysan. Okay, that you can say like the Rashash, it goes into Kehuna. That's not the problem. Rashi has a bigger problem with the Lashon HaGemara. Rashi Lishitosi that holds that the reason why you had a new Kohen Gadol every year is because they died. So what's the pshat? So Rashi was bothered. What's the pshat? Machlifim oisam kol shnei maso chodesh. Machlifim oisam, if it's talking about the Kohanim Gdoilim, like the Rambam says, like the Rambam holds, it's not talking about, Machlifim oisam kol shnei maso chodesh, yeah? If it's talking about the Kohanim Gdoilim, like the Rambam, the Kehuna, like the Rashash, not about the Lishka, so what's that machlifim? They die! Machlifim sounds like Tako, they're being switched. Yeah, someone in charge. The Melech is taka changing them, just like the we're using the same lashon by the parhedrin. Machlifim oisam kol shnei maso chodesh. Ke parhedrin alosh. Machlifim oisam kol shnei maso chodesh. Lichura, the Gemara should have said. Rashi was bothered. Mitoich shnoisim alav mamon lekehuna. Meisim kol shnei maso chodesh. Not machlifim oisam kol shnei maso chodesh. So that's a much bigger problem than the diuk of the oisam. The whole lashon here is not correct. It's not the point. Is not that they're being changed. The point is that they died. I think that's what was bothering Rashi, and that's why Rashi. So according to the Rambam, it's not shver. Why? Because the Rambam Lishitosei holds in Achinami. That's what's happening. They're not dying. They're being switched by the king. The lashon Gemara keeps shut. They machlifim oisam. Mamish, just like happens to the administrators of the markets. That's what's happening to the Kohen Gadol. The Melech switches him every year. But Rashi Lishitosei that it holds. That the reason why you have a new Kohen Gadol every year is because they're dying. So Rashi had a kasha. So how come the Gemara says machlifim mois? So the Gemara should say meisim. Mimeil al kochach zokt Rashi vayis tois that the machlifim mois in the brisa is not talking about the Kohanim Gdolim. It's talking about the Lishka alein. The Hainu. The Kohanim Gdolim themselves were dying every year, not being changed. And that's why you had a new Kohen Gadol. So what's the machlifim mois? The new Kohen Gadol used to change the Lishka. He used to rebuild the Lishka. So Kuntos Rashi is Mamish Lishitosa here. But you see, Rashi himself, already you see by the fact that Rashi adds the key word of Kloima here in the beginning of the Shtikl, so Rashi himself is admitting that his pshat is not kipshuta here, right? That's when Rashi says Kloima. The Rambam is a pashta pshat. Rashi has to say the Kloima, because according to Rashi, the Machlifim Moshe just means it's talking about the Lishko that is a result of the Kohen Gadolim dying a whole shtickle. Okay. Klar?
Yeah, very
good. Weiter. Tnan Hosom. Hanachtayim lo ychivu oisem chachoyim lehafri shel Trumas Meiser v'chalo. Okay, so we're not going to get into the whole sugya here of Zroim, not some learning now Mishnah is Dmai, but the Gemara is just bringing it in the context of the term parhedrin, which we just said, yeah, Rashi said Kidi Amelech. We saw from the other Rishonim that parhedrin is government officials that are in charge of the markets, of the price of the markets. So that's mamish what the Gemara is going to show now. So the context here is we're talking about Dmai. It's a Mishnah Dmai Tak. We're talking about, yeah, what is Dmai? Dmai is when you, well, right, when you're buying payments from Mam Oritz. So in general, there's a klal of Roiv Ami Ha'oritz Me'asrim. So Midoy Rice, you could trust Am Oritz that he already was mafish to Masamaisis. You don't have to do it again. But there's a din de Rabbanon. Yeah, Rashi brings down the beginning of Tesem Mudalef. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. It's like an interesting coincidence. It's a Kohen Gadol that made this takana of Dmai. Kohen Gadol. Yeah, you see, we're first Rashi in Tesem Mudalef. Yoichanan Kohen Gadol shegozer al Dmai. He's the one that made the takana of the gzeira of Dmai. What was the gzeira? Gzeira was that you shouldn't be soymich on the way that Me'omet Me'asim, but you buy from Me'omet. You should do the be mafish to Me'omet yourself. Now, that's the general rule. There's details about it. Basically, the way it works, it's be'ikir negeya to ma'isa sheni. The hainu, the chisaron kiss. I don't know the chisaron kiss, but let's put it this way: maybe the tircha, yeah, the ikr tircha that is caused by this gzeira is benegia ma'isa sheni. Why is that? Because truma gdoila, that's the Gemara is going to bring down later. They saw that when Yechon Gengol made this takana, that he saw that truma gdoila da miratim takadu, so that you could takadu b'soyim chandem. Now, besides Tumah Gedolah, what else do you have? You have Maaser Rishon, and you have Maaser Sheni and Maaser Oni, yeah, depending on the year. And then you also have Terumas Maaser out of the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi, and the Levi has to give Terumas Maaser out of the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Sheni is something the Bailim eats, just he has to eat it in Yerushalayim, or be paid there on Mammon and take the Mammon to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Buy food with it and eat it. Maaser Oni goes to the Anim, right? So what about all these maasers? So again, so Terumah Gedolah you don't have to be mafish at all. Terumas Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni, so you do have to be mafish because Kozman you weren't mafish it, so it's still tevel. So as much as you don't rely on the Reva Meoritz Maasrim, except for the Terumah Gedolah. Yeah, so you have to be choishes that Ma'aretz was not mafish Ma'aser Shein, Ma'aser Oni, was not mafish Ma'aser Rishon. So you have to be mafish it, and so to the Ma'aser Sheini, right? Kozman that it's Ma'uriv with the Paris, so it's tevil. You're not allowed to eat it. So that's for sure. You have to be mafish it. Yeah. So there's a Mishnah Dmai. Is you have to be mafish it, or is enough? Do you have to physically take it out, or is enough to make a Kriya Shein that wherever it is, you're making it should be the Maaser, but Kupani, you have to do something. Klapi Shmaya for making it Ois Tevil, Legabi, all these things. Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni, Maaser Sheni. That's for sure. However, there's another Nidoin besides the Hafrasha. What about the Nesina? All these Maaseris, after the Hafrasha, after you take it out, you Koy Rishon, or you separate it from the mix, so now you have to give it over to whoever it belongs to. Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. Maaser Oni goes to the Oni. What about that? So the halacha is that in Dmai, you don't have to do that. You only mechuyev in Hafrasha, not in Esina. Why is it? Yeah, we're already saying Hakdama here, that it's some of the things that are mentioned in the Gemara later. We'll just get now the basic background. Yeah, so the halacha is that when it's even after the gzeira of Dmai, you only need to do the hafrosha, not the nesina. Why? Because once you did the hafrosha of the maisvis, so it's already ois tevel. The hainu, the isur achila, you don't have anymore. The isur achila is not, the heter achila is not totally in the nesina. It's totally in the hafrosha. The hafrosha is the matir. So it's not tevel, you're allowed to eat it. Elamai, now you have a chiyuv, you have a mamonis chiyuv to give it to the ani, to give it to the levi. So about that, we say since the whole dmai is not a vada, yeah, it's not even a real suffix. It's just midubabanon, it's a chumras, midubabanon. So hamaitzi bechavil of harayi, you tell the levi, you know, if there's any levi that wants my maisi rishon, come and prove that the amoritz taka didn't give it to you already. Maybe the amoritz already did it. Maybe I'm already doing it extra the second time. So ina chinami klapish mayo. Yeah, there's a gzeira, I have to do it a second time, just in case that I shouldn't eat tevil. But mitzad chiyuv mamen doesn't work this way. Chiyuv mamen, I don't have to be machmir to give you the money. If there's a suffix, hamaitzim mechavei, all of a raya. So kozman, you don't bring a raya, I'm not mechuyiv to give it to you, not to the ani, not to the levi.
Yeah, but the question is, what is he going to do with it? He's not giving it, he can't use it either.
He could use it, because the only thing that is also b'achila, in terms of the Tumas of Maisvis, yeah, you have the Tevel alayim, yeah, the Tevel is also Bechilo. Once you did the Afosh, it's not Tevel anymore. Now, in terms of the Tumas of Maisvis themselves, the only thing that is also Bechilo is Tumah. Maiser is not also Bechilo. There's no Isser Bechilo for a Zar to eat Maiser Visha, you know, to eat Maiser Ani. There's no such Isser. It's just a mominous thing, just as a din to give it to him. It belongs to them, but it's not also ba'achilo. It's not treif. The only thing that is also ba'achilo is a truma g'dayla. The truma g'dayla you anyway don't have to give. You don't even have to do a fasha because that was something that Amoritz already did.
The only thing is it's not a stira to Meiser, not because of the eating in Israel, but stop, you're taking it.
The mitzvah's Meiser is the etzem hafrasha, which means the separating the Meiser from the rest. And there might even be a way of doing it even without a physical separation, just by kriyas shem, by separating it in your mind. But that's what the mitzvah hafrasha is all about. It's basically separating the ma'aser from the rest. Once you separate it, it's ois tevel and it's mutar b'achilo. Both of them are mutar b'achilo. The ma'aser was never mutar b'achilo. The whole issue you have here is al tevel shebo, and it becomes ois tevel once you take it out. Then if you eat it, the only problem about it is that you have a problem with the levi now. You eating his food. That's all. There's no iser v'heter here. It's a mum in his shayla. Als iser v'heter, there's no iser for a zar to eat the meiser. Yeah, just like after you give the levi the meiser, you could go be his guest and eat his meiser in his house. So I'm leaving it in my house and eating it. It belongs to him. Who said it belongs to him? Maybe the Ani already gave mice, the Amoritz already gave mice, and it belongs to me. Elam, I'm doing it l'chumra. Okay, if he wants me to give it to him, let him prove that it belongs to him. When it comes to Ma'onis, Yamitz, Yechavad, the fact that I'm eating it is not a steer to nothing. Just like I could eat it by him, I'm eating it by me.
It's a
little different. The Afrasha alain is what makes it ois tevel, period. Once you did the Afrasha, it's ois tevel. Yeah, even in a Vaday tevel. Once you do the Afrasha, even before you gave it to the Levi, you could already eat the tevil. There's no shaykhs, and that's irreversible.
Yeah.
So that's and then what about the meiser? If you'll eat the meiser, you won't be over any iser. Even by a vaday tevil, if you'll eat the meiser, rishon, you won't be over any iser. The staka shito, we already had a few times in Mishnah. There's a shita, I think, of Rab Meir that holds that meiser rishon is also lezarim. But we don't pass in this way. La halacha, meiser rishon is regular food. Anybody could eat it. It's just like forget about a levi. It's like if it belongs to your friend. So there's an issue here of gzeila. It's not even a regular gzeila because it doesn't belong to a specific individual. It's the shevet, the levi, or whatever. But kuponim, the problem here is that you have a problem with yanim. It's not a iser v'heter shayla. That's also, so even if it would be a vade tevel, once you did the afosha maisirisha, now you keep it in storage. Let's say, yeah, we had balte acher sugya. Yeah, so let's say you're keeping it now till the end of the year. Yeah, shalosh v'golim, the shir for the balte acher. In the meantime, it's sitting by you in storage. What if by mistake you're going to eat it, the Maisi Rishon, while it's sitting in store, even by a Vade Tevel, what's going to be the charge? You weren't over any Isser by it. The only problem is, you have to, yeah, you ate someone's food, or the Shevet Levi's food, whatever. So, because it's a Ben Adam L'Chaveri thing, it's not a kashrus thing. That's the way it works.
Yeah. But when you mafresh something lehedya, that the whole afrosh is that it belongs to the levy, let's say, and you have the same exact.
Who said that's the whole afrosh? I don't know. So you're making assumptions here. There's a din. The Torah says when you have peiris, you have to take out 10% of it. That's my sirishon. Then there's another din of nesina. You have to give it to the levy. what makes it ois tevil is not the nesina to the levi, is the etzim fact that you separated it out, and that's it. Even if you, even today, for example, today we don't give it. We don't do the nesina.
Right.
Today, when you be mafish tumas ma'ases in the swell, so what do? You take it and you maybe throw it out. So already mikol, when you took it out, you weren't planned to give it to the levi. It doesn't matter. The hafrash alein is what makes it ois tevil. That's all. And then what happens with it is not negeh. It's a new shiloh. And there's no. And even if you're going to eat it, even by avadai tevil, you won't be over any issue besides that you're taking it away from the levi. So, in this case, the levi has no taino because mechetes. Maybe it belongs to me. Who said it belongs to him? It's v'chaveh lo v'rayim. That's the regular rules. That's not negeh dafka d'dmai. That's the way it works. Even in avadai tevil.
No, but normally the vade when in a regular case, the late this hafrasha. It's almost like I'm being mafresh it for the levy, even though I don't give it, even if I don't give it. But the way the hafresh, part of the way of the hafresh works is because I'm being mafresh it for the levy. Here, he doesn't have any right over it. So I can't. Maybe I have a right. It's tachas yodi. So it's almost like it looks, the hafresh looks not real. That's what I'm saying. You know?
There's another thing on the scene of the stakko nidin Rambam and Ramban. Whether the nesina is a separate mitzvah, there's even a sheet of the nesina is mamish a whole separate mitzvah. It's not even part of the mitzvah of the afrosha. It's things okay, machlekes v'ram Ramban. But companion, the afrosha has nothing to do with they have someone else's peiris mixed in. That's not what it's about.
Not mixed
as it's taka ma'aserishin. What's going on? We have so we're not sure if the amoritz was mafish tumas ma'aseris or not. Right.
Right.
If the amoritz wasn't mafish tumas ma'aseris, the whole idea of the d'mai is on the side that he wasn't mafish. Right. Now you have to be choishish to that mute. And once, if he wasn't, so this is real Maisi Rishoyin, and Ataka belongs to the Levi. This is real, this is not fake. However, when it comes to the Maisa to give it to the Levi, you can't force me to give it to him, or the Levi can't take it unless he proves. We're not saying that it's not Maisi Rishoyin, it doesn't really belong to some Naya kind of Maisi Rishoyin, that it doesn't belong to the Levi. We're just always saying is, that since it's a suffix, if it belongs to the Levi or not, so when it comes to sfeikis, legabi mominis, yeah, between people, so there's a klal of amaitzim mechaveh ol avaraya, so kozman that he doesn't prove that it's his, so I could keep it. And once I could keep it, I could also eat it, because the achilu was never iser. The only problem I have is with the mominis here. That's all. It's takotza, there's takotza that it belongs to the Levi, okay? But there's also a tzad that it belongs to me. So when I'm doing the afrosha and taka taking it out on the tzad, that it's the levi, that it belongs to the levi, but I don't have to end up giving it to him b'fayel unless he's going to prove that it belongs to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially right here's taka suffix. So.
Yeah, it's not even a real suffix. We have a rife, but a kuponim.
Right.
We have to treat it as a suffix. That's the din of the ma'i. Yeah? We're treating it as a suffix. You have to be chayish to the mute and the orotas that are not me'aser. So that's very cool. Okay. So far we spoke about the two magdoilo, the ma'aserisha, and the ma'aserishain. What about the ma'aserani? The same thing. You're being mafish the ma'aserani, so it's ois tevil. Why being mafish to Maisa Oni? Because maybe it's Taka Maisa Oni, maybe it belongs to the Oni. However, the file, you don't have to give it to the Oni, because maybe it's not his, maybe it's yours. The same idea. Yeah, now so far we're talking in general about any Dmai. Yeah, we're not talking yet about the Nachtayim, about the Mishnah where the Gemara is bringing down here. Now we're setting up the rules of regular Dmai for everybody. Now, what about Trumas Meiser? Trumas Meiser is what the Levi is supposed to be mafrish from the Meiser Rishoin and give out to the Kohen. Yeah, there's Truma Gdoile, which is the first thing that the Israel already gives to the Kohen. Mm-hmm. And then he gives Meiser Rishoin to the Levi, and out of the Meiser Rishoin, the Levi gives a part to the Kohen. That's Truma of the Meiser, Trumas Meiser. So what about that? So the Trumas Meiser,
that's also
chomer,
like
Truma Gedolah. So the Truma Smeiser is also is also Asur Ba'achila, like the Truma Gedolah. You see, this is what's different between the Truma and the Maisvis. Yeah. The Truma, besides the Mamnes Shailo Shaboy, it's also Bachilo. And so too the Trumas Maiser is also Bachilo. Yeah, all the kinds of Trumas. Truma Gdoilo, Trumas Maiser, it's also Bachilo. So that you won't be able to eat. That you won't be able to eat. Now, once you won't be able to eat it, okay, so already you might as well give it to the kohen. But you won't be able to use it. So that's both the Truma Gdoila, and the Truma Gdoila you taka don't have to give because you already could be saimich the Amoritz gave, but the Truma Smeiser you cannot be saimich the Amoritz, so the Truma Smeiser you do have to give. Everybody. From the Dmai. Now, what about and Chala also has a din. Chala has also a din of a Truma. Chala is like Truma. Truma Gdoila. It's also Bachilo, the same thing like Truma. What about my Sushani? Yeah, so my Sushani we left for the end. What about my Sushani? My Sushani is something unique. My Sushani, Mitzad Echad, there's no Isser Achilo Be'etzem for a Zara. A Zara is allowed to eat it. And there's not a Mamanis Shiloh about it either. Because it stays the Bailim's, even by a Tevel Vade, the my Sushani belongs to the Bailim, right? So what's the din of Maaser Sheni? The only thing is that you have to eat it b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. The Bainim has to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Or he could be paydar on a mamon and take the mamon to Yerushalayim and buy food with it and eat it there. So that's the way Maaser Sheni works. So basically, the main tircha that is being caused to a person as a result of the gzeirah of Dmai is been again my sosheni. That's the ikur nafkemina. Truma gdoila, you don't have to give at all because we're saying mechanda amaritz, right? Truma smaiser, you're going to have to give. Truma smaiser on chala, okay? But that's a minor thing. Mm-hmm. It's a minor thing. And it's truma smaiser is echod mimeo because you know the maiser is 10% and the truma smaiser is 10% of the 10%. It's a very small amount. And Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni, you could keep. So you have to do the Afrasha maybe, or maybe even Kriya Shem is going to be enough. But you could keep it, yeah, so it's not a big deal. You're not losing anything, there's no trouble. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, however, here's where you have a problem with Xavier's Dmai. Every person, when he gets Dmai, when he buys Paris from Amoritz, so he has to take out Maaser Sheni and treat it like a real Maaser Sheni with the Aladinim. He has to take it to Yerushalayim. Yeah, it could be a big amount to take it to Yerushalayim to eat it there, or to be paid in a mamon and take the mamon to Yerushalayim. A whole asik. So that's the chiyuv. That's taka. Maybe the main afkemino that you have from the gzeira of Dmai, Maaser Sheni. Comes the Mishnah and says, Nan Hoson Mishnah in Dmai. Hanachtoimin loy chivu oisen chachoim lehafrish elo tumas maiser v'chalo. So the Rishonim already point out, it's Rashi and Taisa Rosh. It's a little misleading the lashon here. Loy chivu oisen chachoim lehafrish tumas maiser v'chalo sounds like they don't have to be mafrish the maiser Rishonim and the maiser Oni either.
Right.
And it's not true. The Afrasha you do have to do. Yeah, maybe a Kriya Shem is enough, whatever. And on the other hand, when we're saying that Tumas Maaser and Chala, they do have to be Mafish, it's not just Afrasha, it's also the Nesina.
Right.
They even have to give it. So basically, when it says here Lehafish, it's Lavdafka. It means the Nesina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So basically what the Mishnah says is like this. A regular person, when it comes to Dmai, so he has to he has to be mafish Maaser Sheni and to treat it as Maaser Sheni. The Masha'enkin, when it comes to Nachtaimim, which is the bakers, so there's a special kulba by them in the Gzeiras Dmai that they don't have the din Maaser Sheni. They only have to legabi the other two Maaser Sheni, they're equal to everybody else. The only chilik is legabi Maaser Sheni. Legabi Truma Gdoila, they don't have to give at all, like everybody else doesn't have, they don't have to be mafishir even, like everybody else. Legabi Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni, they only have to do the Afrasha, Yeah, like everybody else. Or the Kriya Shem without Nesino. Legabi Trumas Maisim and Chalo, they have to give it to the Kohen, like everybody else. The Chilik is Maisa Shaini. Maisa Shaini, everybody has to not only be Mafrish, but even treat it as Maisa Shaini, bring it to Yerushalayim or be prepared it. The Nachtayim, there's a special cool that they keep the Maisa Shaini. The Afrasha they'll have to do. Just like the other mices, because Kozman, you don't take out the Maisa Shaini or Chacha Kriyas Shein, it's going to be Tevel. You won't be able to eat the old Paris as part of the Xeris Ma'at. As much as you Chachish Damor, it wasn't Mafish the Maisa Shaini, so you have to do the Afrasha or the Kriyas Shein. But once you separated it, so it's Ice Tevel, so now you have Maisa Shaini here. Do you have to bring it to Yerushalayim? So a regular person does. A Nachton, your baker doesn't. What could he do with it? Whatever he wants. He could eat it here. He doesn't have to take it to Yerushalayim. He doesn't have to be paid it. That's the Gansa Mais here. The Mishnah is basically saying a very simple thing. The Mishnah is saying, Hanachtoimim, what the Mishnah means is, Hanachtoimim loy chivu oisim chachomim lechol maes l'sheni b'Yerushalayim. That's all. That's really what the Mishnah means here. Kol Odom chayov Lechol Maisa Sheini Shul Dmai B'Yerushalayim and Achtoimim not. That's all. That's really the point of the Mishnah here. Frag the Gemara. Yeah, it's very confusing. We just see the Lashani here, but we have the background, so now it's very clear what's going on. It's very simple. Bishlam Truma Gedolah Frag the Gemara Loi. How come Truma Gedolah is not mentioned here? What about the Chiyuv Truma Gedolah? The Tanya Lefish Shalach B'Chol Gvulei Yisrael. Who Shalach B'Chol Gvulei Yisrael? Zok Rashi Yochanan Kan Gadol Shegazer Al Admai. So before he made the Gzeira, he sent Shluchim to all Eretz Yisrael to see what are the Amorites doing with the Peiris. Yeah, he sent spies behind enemy lines of the Amoratsim. V'ro She'ein Mafrishim Ela Truma Gedolah Bilvad. Yeah, so that's why he made this Gzeira, because he saw the other things they were not Mafrish. So that's why he said you have to treat it as tevil, gabi, the other things. However, to a magdoyle, you don't have to be mafish at all, because that even the Amiratsim do. All of them vice this, not only Rav. So that's why the Nachtan doesn't have to be mafish to a magdoyle, just like everybody else doesn't have to be mafish to a magdoyle. This is not a special kula by a Nachtan. This is true for everybody in Dmai. Maise Rishon Maise Oni, Nami Loi. Also, this is not a special kula by Nachtoim. The reason why Nachtoim doesn't have to give over the Maisa Rishon to the Levi or the Maisa Oni to the Oni is just like everybody else doesn't have to, because of Hamaitzim Chavei Olav Araya. The Afrasha you have to do, whatever, the Kriya Shem, that's true also for the Nachtoim. But the Nesini he doesn't have to do, and that's true also for everybody else. Ela Maisa Sheini, which is really the only difference you have between a Nachtoim and Kol Odom. Kol Odom has to not only be mafish to Maisa Sheini, but even take it to Yerushalayim. The Nachtoim doesn't. There's a special kula by the Nachtoim. Frag the Gemara. Why? Nifreshu v'niskuli v'nichlu b'Yerushalayim. B'Yerushalayim. Lichura. This there's no reason to be Mekilon. Now, what's Taka the Pshat? How come we're not being Mekilon this? Legabi everybody. How come Taka the Halacha is that even though you don't have to give over the Maisa Rishon to the Levi, you don't have to give the Maisa Oni to the Oni because the Maisa Chavila Rai, but when it comes to the Maisa Sheini, everybody has to bring the Maisa Sheini to Yerushalayim, even though it was only Gmai. Mm-hmm. What's the reason for it? So the reason is very simple. Just like we say by Tumas Maisa or Chala, that besides the Mominus Sheboi, there's also Israchila. You're not allowed to eat, the Zara is not allowed to eat Tumah. He's not allowed to eat Tumas Mais, he's not allowed to eat Challah. Right? So he can't use it. Right?
Yeah.
So to Maisa Sheini. Maisa Sheini Taka, there's no issue of Mamanes at all. It belongs to the Bayanim. But there is an issue of Issu Achilu. It's usher to eat it. Chutz Yerushalayim. So here, HaMaitzim Mechavei Ol of Araya doesn't help. Just like it doesn't help with the Tumas Mais, yeah, the Challah. It's anyway also to eat it. Yeah, so there you talk even telling him to give it. But the point is, you can't use it, you can't eat it. So Tumas Mais and Challah, it's also Ba'achila anywhere. It's totally also. Maisa Sheini is also Ba'achila, Chutz Yerushalayim. So Kozman, you don't bring it to Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. Maybe it's not Maisa Sheini. Right, but you have to be Machin Misafik. That's the Gzeira of Dmai. The only reason we're making it by Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, Legabi the Nesino, Legabi treating it as real Maisa Oni and Maisa Rishon is only because it's just a Mamanis Shaila. When it's just a Mamanis Shaila, you have a Maisa Chalav Raya. The Maisa Sheni is Isra Vehetta Shaila. It's Klapishmaya. It's Banam Lamakim. Maybe it's also to eat it, Chuz Yerushalayim. So that's why everyone has to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Frag the Gemara. So how can you make it by the Nachtaimin? Legali Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni is a veto shaila. So why would you be making by them? Yeah. So it's interesting. The whole Shakel Vitari here is misleading. It sounds like we're being make. We have all kinds of special coolers by the Nachtaim, and it sounds yeah. In the first glance, it sounds we learn the Gemara. It sounds like all the other coolers that you're being making by Nachtaimim are understandable, except for the Ma'aseh Sheni cooler. The Ma'aseh Sheni cooler doesn't make sense. No, that's not what the Gemara is doing here. All the coolers that are mentioned above are not coolers by Nachtaim only. They're coolers by every Dmai, by everybody. Yeah. The only cooler you really have by a Nachtaim is the Ma'aseh Sheni. So basically, the Gemara is asking, what's Taka the Pshat that Chachamim are making Legabi Dmai by Nachtaim more than another person? The cooler is Legabi Ma'aseh Sheni. What's the Pshat? He's treating them in a different way. That's basically what the Gemara is asking. So even part of the cooler of the Nachtaim we don't understand. The whole cooler of Nachtaim, why is it? Why are we being making by them more than other people? Now, it's interesting. Rashi actually was already oimed on this, on the reason why we're treating better than Nachtaim. Why Chachaim will make it about the Nachtaim? Rashi in the end of Chesem with Beis, zokt Rashi, umitoich shehu rogi limkor kol shah hikilu olav shein atzorich lahafish olav ma'isa sheini shel dmai laris liushalayim oy lifdois. So Rashi is saying a reason. What's the reason, zokt Rashi? Because by him, it's not just private Paris that he bought for his private use, but he has a business. He's constantly selling Paris. So for him, it's going to be a big ASIC. If you're going to force him every time he takes my Sasheni to bring it to Yerushalayim, so it's going to be too much of a tircha. So that's why we're being makel on him. That's all. Yeah. That's what Rashi says, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Yeah, Rashi's already saying it in the right away as chat in the Mishnah. And the whole kash of the Gemara is ignoring Rashi's tongue. The Gemara is holding before Rashi's tongue. But what's worse is, okay, so maybe Rashi's already telling the Gemara's teretz, but that's not what the Gemara is answering exactly. So that's the Rashash's horror on Rashi. It's mamish pele. Rashi's saying here a tam that is not what the Gemara is going to say. Zok the Gemara, what's the tam? Omer ulo. Mitoich shepar hedrin, and here we're getting back to the parhedrin, that's how it connects. Mitoich shepar hedrin, halalu choiv tinoison kol yud beis choidesh, v'oimrim loim michwe bezoil, michwe bezoil, lo yatrichu rabbanon. My parhedrin pulse. Yeah, so Rashi says again, pulse pkidi amelech, but now we can see klo, like the other Rishonim explained, that what kind of pkidi amelech we're talking about. We're talking about people that are in charge, officials that are in charge of the market and the price. And you see, they keep saying, michru bezol, michru bezol. Dehainu, they are in charge of not overpricing. Yeah, that you shouldn't overcharge. That the people in the market shouldn't overcharge, right? So their job is to keep the price low, michru bezol. There's a, you see, it's a regulation of keeping the price low. That's what they're in charge of. And they hit him, whoever overcharges. Kol yud beis chodesh dahainu, the whole year of the term of this one, because we saw before that every year they you have a new guy, you have a new administrator, right? So throughout the whole year, kol yud beis chodesh, so you have the administrator that is constantly moneying you to keep the price low. To sell in a cheap price.
Anyone who sells.
Yeah. So there's the Paradrin is forcing them to keep the price low. Because of that, we're not being matriach them. What's the shaychis? How is that a reason? Yeah, it needs a hesber because This sounds like a financial problem, right?
Yeah.
They're being forced to sell in a low price and cheap price, and mainly they're not making enough money. What does that have to do with Ma'aseh Sheni? Ma'aseh Sheni is not about a hefsed moment. Ma'aseh Sheni, adirabi, you could keep it. You don't have to give it. You don't have to lose money on it. It's just that you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So what is that a reason? Bishlomo, what Rashi said in what Rashi's tam Chesem with the Beis makes sense. You're saying it would be for them a big tircha to go to Yerushalayim because they have so many. They have every day. They have Ma'aseh Sheni. So that's what we make it. Masha'en Kain, the Gemara's Tam, yes, Utaka needs a Hezbir. How come Rashi says a different Tam? That's the Rosh Hashanah Zohar. But Kopani, Rashi's Tam works out. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying they're not making enough money. So what? So we're not, Ma'aser Sheni doesn't require a Hefsed Mammon. It's not a Chisaron Kis. Bishnoff would be talking about Ma'aser Rishon to give it to the Levi, I understand. But that they anyway don't have to give it. Ma'aser Mechavil of Raya, it's Dmai. Ma'aser Sheni, all you have to do is take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. What's the problem?
The only thing I could think of, I don't understand it fully, if this is the reason, but maybe if they're going to have to go to Yerushalayim each time for Ma'aser Sheni, they're not going to be able to do business at that time. They lose that money from business.
I hear you saying they're going to have to take vacations every once in a while to go to Yerushalayim, take a trip to Yerushalayim. They won't be able to sell then. They won't be able to work then. I hear.
I don't know. I don't know if this is.
I thought maybe a little different. Maybe the pshat is, basically, we're looking for the Hefsed Mammon and the Ma'aser Sheni, right? So you're saying because they won't be able to work then, yeah? Like you have in Chamish Advayim by Adam, so you're saying it's a Tashlumi Shevis, that he can't work at that time.
Yeah.
I was thinking a little different, that Pashit, the expenses of the trip. So you get the trip and the load, you know, the cargo, every time he's going to have to schlep Paris to Yerushalayim, it's a whole ASIC, yeah? He's going to have to hire a Balagolo or whatever.
Oh.
It's stock expenses.
Nowadays,
So someone does it once in a while, so maybe it's not a big deal, but he's constantly going to have to, he's going to have to have, a part of his budget is going to have to be devoted for low, you know, for carrying loads of fruits to Yerushalayim, that's Taka Chesar and Kis. So he can't afford it. He's Nebuch. The guy is always he's forced to being to sell cheap, and so that's where we're being Megal on. That's what we're going to have to say. So something along those lines, like you say. Now it's interesting. There's an interesting point that Rashi adds here. You see, Pashtus, the way it seems in Loshna Gemara, is the only problem is Michru Bezoil, right? The Gemara is not saying anything more.
Mm-hmm.
But Rashi is adding something. Rashi says, you see, in Dibur Maskul Chayvtim.
Yeah.
Chayvtim oisem hanachtoim kol yud beis chaydish, mishona leshona hamemuni mischachim, machbidim limtsoi alilois ligvois momen kshem mischachim. So Rashi is adding here a whole new thing, that besides keeping the price low, they're also forcing them to pay taxes.
Okay.
Yeah, the Gemara didn't say a word about that. Where's Rashi coming from? It's interesting. So it makes sense in terms of the idea here. This is another expense they're going to have. Yes, it makes it harder for them financially. Besides, they have to sell it cheap. They also have to pay taxes. But where did Rashi see this in the Gemara? Why is Rashi adding this? It's not necessary. The Michru Bezal already explains that they're living in a low budget, whatever. What's the low income? Where's Rashi adding this whole thing from? Where is it coming from? Here's our words. Pell and Rashi. What is Rashi doing here? So I think the pshat is like this. Rashi was bothered. Why is the Gemara throwing in here the Kol Yud Beis Chodesh? What does it mean to Kol Yud Beis Chodesh? Etake happens to be that these administrators, as we saw before, they're being switched every year. But that's not the point here. The point is, even if you would have the same person all the time, Lemaisa, there's a regulation about the price. They keep the price low, so you're not able to make a good panos out of it, the nachtaimim. That's all. What's the difference if they're being switched every year or not? How does that change anything? It's irrelevant, Yolichuva.
Mm-hmm.
So Rashi's saying, Vaistois, there's more to it. It's not just the Michru Bezoil. It seems like Rashi's learned there's two parts to the Gemara here. There's Chayvti Moisim, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh is one thing, Ve'omrim Michru Bezoil is another thing. The way we learn the Pashat Loshna Gemara is they hit them for selling it cheap. They hit them if they overcharge. Rashi is saying no. Chayvti Moisim is not for that. Chayvti Moisim is for charging them taxes. Yeah, they hit them, they force them for paying taxes. And then there's Nachazach Michru Bezoil. The Hainu, that not only they're hardly making getting an income here because they're forced to sell it cheap, they're also forcing them to pay taxes. It's like so it's chazir, it's terufi. So together they're ready, it's already it's mamish bad for bad financial situation for them. Now what is Rashi gain by saying this? The pshat is that's why the Gemara is flowing into Yud Beis Chodesh, because you see what is Rashi saying here? כל ידבייס חוידש משון ראשון הממונים מסחדשים ומכבידים למצוא עלילס לגבייס מומן כשהי מסחדשים. דהיינו, רשי learned that the point of the ידבייס חוידש here is the fact that you have a new guy every year in charge that makes the tax worse, because every time a new person gets into office as a tax collector, so he's trying to get more taxes, yeah, whatever it is. Maybe it's an annual thing, or he wants to prove himself, or he gets a cut, whatever the reason is. But Taco, according to Rashi, the point is that the fact that this shifts here, that every year you have a new person, that makes the tax higher. Because every year, Rashi says, when you have the new person, that's when they're trying to find all kinds of ways, excuses to squeeze out taxes from you.
So it's two reasons.
So it's two different things. This chaytim and kol yudbeis chaydish is about the taxes. Va'ayin lo michru b'zayil is about the regulation of keeping the price low. And obviously, when you have both together, so it's bad news. You know, they're not even letting you make a decent living. They constantly this very harsh regulations about keeping the price low. And in addition, they also take high taxes from you. So it mamish it leaves the baker with a very low income. Yeah, when you have together both.
Even one is enough.
What do you mean it's enough?
One reason would be enough of a reason.
How do you know it's enough? How do you know?
I
don't know. It's not a shayla of Zvara, it's a shayla of Metzius. I'm saying the shayla is, what was the end? How much money did he make? Yeah, the Metzius is, according to Rashi, Vaistois, the Metzius was that only when he had these two things together, so now he can't afford making trips to Yerushalayim every here and there, because he's living a low income, and from that low income, they keep charging taxes from him every year with all kinds of excuses. So Imeilo, he's already in a matziv that he can't afford to schlepping the Meis Hashem to Yerushalayim. Depends. It all depends. What's the, you know, how much the taxes are? What's the low price? We don't know the Metzius. Yeah, vice. But what forces Rashi to say this is not because of financial svara. Rashi is not. It's not because Rashi holds that one reason is not enough. Yeah. Rashi is forced to say that because Rashi had a ha'or on the Loshna Gemara. How come the Gemara throws in the Yudbeis Chodesh? What is it negia here that you have a new administrator every year, a new Paredrin? What's the difference? Like, Gabi, the regulation of keeping the price low, it doesn't matter if you have a new guy or not. Mm-hmm. So that's Rashi saying, Al Kochoch, that is an Chazak going on here. This is about the taxes. And the taxes are taki affected by having a new person every time that he's trying to get new taxes. So Lefi Rashi also now, so we have, it's also, according to Rashi, it's now more geschmack in the Tzustel of the Gemara here. Because without Rashi, so what's the point? How did this whole thing come in here?
Because we're looking for the
Lashon,
for
Paredrin. We're looking for, what does Paredrin mean? So Taka, the Gemara is showing you that Paredrin is the person that is in charge of the market. It's a Pkidei HaMelech, very nice, the government administrator. According to Rashi, it's even more than that. The Gemara is showing you that they are being switched every year, and that's part of the point we said before. The reason why the Lishkas Paredrin is called this way is because they're switched every year, the Lishkas switched every year, just like the Paredrin. So we see both things from this Mishnah. Say that it's Pkidei HaMelech of the Shvag, and also that it is being switched every year. It's all part of the point of the Braisa here, which is Negiat Awa Sogya. Okay. Yeah. Taka, one last thing here. Stam, there's a on Rashi here. You know, when Rashi is saying, and the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara asked, how come you're being more makel by a nachta, right? So Rashi explained. So, and the Gemara is talking about Maaseh Sheni, which is the kula, the only kula that we had by the nachtaim, right? So Gemara is asking, you should take it to Yerushalayim, right? So Rashi explains, what was the kashi? See, Rashi in the kasha, nifishu v'nisku. Nisku means they should bring it up to Yerushalayim. So Rashi, shari yesh bo isur leisucha lechol b'shorecho. Yafishu kedil osakin tivloi. Yeah. The hainu, there's an iser, and then that's what we explained before. You can't eat it. Chutz Yerushalayim. So just like everybody else has to do it, and just like he has to be mafish, he can't eat the Truma Gedolah and Trumas Ma'aseh. It's also this. Now, Rashi adds something here. You see. Yafisha kidel sakin tiv loy hoil vili pas di mi midi. Do inu nafshayu hoda ko achli li biushalayim. So Rashi is adding here something. What's the big deal? There's no hefsid. There's no hefsid mamin because it stays yours. You can eat it. You have to take it to Yerushalayim, but there's no hefsid mamin, right? So as we said already, obviously in the terms of the Gemara is finding some kind, that even though there's no hefsid mamin be'etzim, it's not being taken away from you, but maybe the etzim trip to Yerushalayim is already going to cause expenses. But the point of the Gemara's kasho, Rashi, is that be'etzim, there's no hefsed moment here like by Ma'aser Rishon. If we would tell you to give Ma'aser Rishon to the Levi, so that's a real hefsed moment. It's being taken away, the payers from you. Here you could keep it, you could eat it. We're just telling you where to eat it, right? That's the Gemara's kasho. The shaila is, why did Rashi need this? What did he need this for? Rashi already starts off, Shal yesh ba'isul isuch alecho b'shorecho. Why is that not a good enough reason? What's the difference if there's a hefsid or not? And if there wouldn't be a hefsid, if there would be a hefsid, but lemais it's also to eat it chutz liyushalayim. So just like the tumah gedolah, it's just like the tumas mais on the challah. What's the difference? What does Rashi have to add? So this is the ha'ara here of the Rashash. So Samus also asks this on Rashi. So peladik Rashi. You see, so there's interesting things in Rashi here. Rashi in the Rashi in the Mishnah is adding a tam. The Gemara is not a different tam than the Gemara. Here, Rashi is saying a pshat in the kasha that is lichur not necessary. Yeah, so Rashash asks, is this? Dr. Rashash, hoyd v'loy pasdi lichura. Yeah, he's quoting the Rashi lichura. Afilu yafsidu makshe. The lifish of elisku mishum safik isura. Kemei tumas maisvish. It's vichin nafish v'losas lakoyin. You see that's the rule. Anything that involves also is a vehetta problem besides the mumminess. So yeah, so there's no kula by dmai. So why an achtayin different? Why is maisa sheni? Maisa sheni is also is a vehetta shal. Like Rashi started off saying himself. So what does Rashi have to add here? The oil v'li pasdi b'midi. So this is what both Rashash and the Sfasemis are asking Rashi, and they bleib tzurichin. They both bleib tzurichin on Rashi.
It's a small Gemara with a few many ha'aris on the Rashi.
Yeah, there's a lot of ha'aris on the Rashi here. Right, the Pashup Shat. There's a lot of interesting things that Rashi adds here in the Gemara, things that Rashi says different than the Gemara. Yeah, so I think if you look in Lashon and Rashi carefully, Rashi is not stam saying this as another tam. I think Rashi is addressing here two different things. You see, the Gemara talk already saying two different things. Elo ma'aser sheni nifreshu v'nisku. Dehainu, you should do the hafrasha and the nisku, which means ha'alah, the ha'alot Yerushalayim. Nisku v'nichlu b'Yerushalayim. Right?
Okay, yeah.
It seems to me that Rashi is coming to address each one of these things separately. Nifreshu v'nisku. So Rashi says, "Sariyesh, but isul isucha lechol b'shorecha." That's why nisku. That's why you should bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, because you're not allowed to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. But now Rashi is bothered. So maybe you shouldn't do the hafrasha at all. Dehainu, the isra of eating at chutz Yerushalayim is only once you made it ma'aser sheni, once you did the hafrasha. So maybe we could be mekil that you shouldn't do the hafrasha at all. Zok Rashi, yafrishu. Seems like Rashi is saying here that there's two different things going on. Once it's ma'aser sheni, so then you have to bring it to Yerushalayim because there's a isavad the problem now. You're not allowed to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. What about don't make it ma'aser sheni in the first place? Don't do that for Rashi at all, right? So Rashi says. That's because there's no hefsid. What's the big deal? You'll do that for sure. All we're going to ask you is to bring to Yerushalayim, but you're going to be able to keep it, so there won't be hefsid moment. Yeah? But the thing is, even about the hafrasha, kozman, you won't do the hafrasha, so nachamo, you're going to have a eservatic problem because of the tevel shabai. And Rashi Taka does mention it. Rashi says, yafrishu kedil sakin tivloi. Yeah? So you have this. There's an issue of hetter shaila gabi the ma'aser sheni, not to eat it chutz Yerushalayim, but there's like Rashi starts off like suchal echol b'shorecha, but there's also issue of hetter shaila gabi before the hafrasha, because before the hafrasha it's still tevil, the whole thing is tevil, right? Mm-hmm. So that already that is enough of a reason to gabri the afrasha. And Rashi taka starts off yafrishu kedibasak in tivloi. So it's still shver. So even if I'm right that Rashi is addressing here the two maisim separately, the afrasha and the nesino, the afrasha and the aloh, but still also for the afrasha lichu you don't have to come on to the hefsed moment to the loy pasti. Yafrishu kedibasak in tivloi. That's already enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so Adayin Tzorichim, but I'm just pointing out, I think it's Taka Ruf, it's Medrik and Rashi's Loshen, that Rashi's Taka doing here two different things. Okay, we're almost finished here. Zog the Yimor Vaiter. Omar Rabbi Barbachan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, so we're done with showing what the Parhedrin are. And now, we're going back to explain why is it that Yutake had a new Kohen Gadol every year. Yeah, so Rashi, according to Rashi, that's what we're doing here. Rashi already explained that, even though the Gemara said that it's because of Noisimel of Mamon Lekuhuno, but that's only a simon. The Noisimel of Mamon Lekuhuno is just the reason why you don't end up with a Kohen Gadol Tzadik, you end up with a Kohen Gadol Rasha, and immediately he dies. So that's now, the Kohen Gadol is not, the Gemara is now bringing the Etzim Yisoid, that in Bayis Sheni, had Kohen Gadolim Rishayim, and therefore they didn't live long. So that's good for what the Gemara is going to say now. According to the Rambam, that we saw, the Rambam is learning the Gemara Chesem with Beis that has nothing to do with the Kohanim dying, just because the Melech switches them. So according to the Rambam, the connection of this Gemara is about a different point. That Stam, we were talking already before about the Kohanim Gdolim and Bayis Sheni being unqualified. That's the way the Rambam himself said that because they're buying their way into it. So you don't choose the best Kohen Gadol. So this is the context. We're showing Gemara is now bringing this aside that the Kohen Gadolim were Rishayim, but not the fact that they're dying. That's not the point. According to the Rambam, the point is that they're Rishayim. According to Rashi, the point is also that they're dying young. That's the shadow. What's the connection? Okay. Zog di Gemara. Oma Rabbi Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan. May dichsiv yiras Hashem toisif yomim ushnois Rishayim tiktzarna. Yeah. So this is a pasuk in Mishlei. So, first of all, Pshat the pasuk, the Masha says, "Yeah, so lichua over here, lichua, saying someone that is a yirei shemayim, so he has a zgula for arichus yomim, right? And a rasha he can have short life. Yeah, so the Masha has a over here. Vasip is toisif yomim and tiktzarna. Toisif and tiktzarna sounds like you're adding him more. You're adding more days to him." And by the Yirei Hashem and by the Rasha, you're being mekatzer's life. You're making it shorter. So Kilu, what's the starting point? You're not saying a tzaddik has a long life and a Rasha has a short life. You're saying a tzaddik has an extension to his lifetime, and a Rasha, adirabi, you cut off his lifetime. What does this mean? Like, in other words, we're referring to a certain standard here. What does it mean? That he lives longer than average and he lives shorter than average. Maybe so Masha says...
Huh?
Exactly. So Masha says the pshat is there's original gezeira. Everybody, when he's born, he's supposed to have a certain lifetime, a certain amount of years of life. Now, if he's a Yirei Hashem, so the Yirei Hashem, toisif yamim, that is a schus for him to add more days than what he was supposed to have. Mashen can rasha shnois rishayim tiktzano. He was supposed to live a certain amount of years, and now he's going to live shorter than that because of his rishis. Yeah, that's also so. According to the Masha, you know this hesper in the lashon. So it also gives you a hesper. You know, if you see a metzias. You'd have a Rasha that lives longer than a tzaddik. That's another thing. Rasha v'tayvlo. I'm talking about arichus yamim. Yeah. But I'm talking about specifically the benegia this. Specifically benegia this.
Yeah, but it's also an akuda v'tayvlo.
I want to say something that is unrelated to Rasha v'tayvlo.
Okay.
Totally unrelated.
No problem.
Rasha v'tayvlo is a very important subject, but that's a separate sugya. I'm saying according to the Masha. So when you see a Rasha living longer than a tzaddik, so you don't even have to come on to the concept of Rasha v'toivloi, tzaddik v'raloi, but the pshat is pashit. Who told you what was the original plan? It all depends on what was supposed to be. Could be this tzaddik before he was a tzaddik, he was meant to live a shorter life. That was his tafkid. And the Rasha had a life expectation that was longer. His plan was longer. Now, Lemaisa, the tzaddik, because he's a tzaddik, he ended up living longer than what he was supposed to. You're seeing now that he didn't have such a arichus yamim, but maybe even the life that he had now is longer than what it was supposed to be. Mashenka in the Rasha, that you're seeing that he's living a longer life, but maybe if he wasn't a Rasha, he was supposed to live even longer. In other words, what the Masha is adding here is the relativity factor. Yeah. When it says in the Lashon HaPasuk, Toisif and Diktzano, you see that it's talking about relative to what it was supposed to be. Right. It's not just objectively if it's short or long. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the Gemara is dashing this Pasuk. The Pasuk seems to talk in general about Rishonim and Tzaddikim. The Gemara is dashing it about different generations. Yiras Hashem Toisif Yayim is a Mikdash Rishon, and Shnois Rishon Diktzano is Mikdash Sheni. So, by Mikdash Rishon, as we saw, the Kohanim Gedolim were tzaddikim, like the Rambam explained, because there's a din to choose the best, the biggest tzaddik for the Kohen Gadol, the biggest tzaddik of the Kohanim, right? By Bayis Sheni, the Kohanim Gedolim were Rishon. Why? Because instead of choosing them by their qualities, they started choosing them based on the bribery, right? Zog the Gemara. Yiras Hashem Tosif Yoyim is Mikdash Rishon, she'omad arbami ois ve'esor shonim, V'loy shimshu boy elo yudches koyhanim gdoilim. There's a different gilsa here. The goyin is going with shneimaso instead of 18:12. There's a shmuz about taisis. A different gilsa in taisis instead of 18:8. So there's different gilsa. See what was the exact number? But on kopanim, over the 410 years of Bais Rishon, there was only a small amount of Koyhanim Gdoinim, dahainu, each one of them had a pretty long term. Yeah, if it's 18 Koyhanim Gdoinim, so I think it comes out Berech 20, 22 years each, averagely. The term, not the lifetime, but the term of being a Kohen Gadol, actively being a Kohen Gadol, that's a long term. Ushnois v'shayim tiktzano, so that's Yiras Hashem Tosif Yomim, dahainu, they lived long. And Imela, they were able to have a long term of being a Kohen Gadol. Ushnois v'shayim tiktzano, ze mikdasheni she'omad dalet mois ve'esrim shana, was a longer tkufa, 10 years longer. V'shimshu bo yoyser mishloish meis koyhanim. And even that, it's if you divide 420 to 300, yeah, so how much does that come out? If it's just 400...
They for sure will have more than a year.
So each one of them for sure had more than a year, you're saying.
Yeah.
420, if you divide it to 300, so it's Berech 1.5 year for each. But the Gemara is saying there's another thing you have to take into account, because like you're saying, the Gemara is aiming to say that they didn't even make it a full year, for a full year. So the Gemara is saying, the Cheshbon is like this. Tzei mehem mem shono shishim eshim en atzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was in Bais Sheni, was in the beginning of Bais Sheni. Now he was a Kohen Gadol, and he was a Tzadik, he wasn't a Rasha, and he was for 40 years. So obviously, yeah, the Shnois Rishon Tiktzano is talking about the rest of the year. So you already took 40 years off of the 320, so you're left with 280. Oh, out of the 420, so you're left with 380. Right? Ushmainim Shishim Esh Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. So there's 80 years of Yechon Gongol, also even a longer term. So now we're left to 300. Ezer Shishimish Yishmoel ben Fabi, Ve'amir lo Yud Aleph Shishimish Oblezo ben Chalsoim. So now we're left with how much? Around 290. Around 290. Mikan ve'eilach tzei v'chashoyv kol echad ve'echad lo yoytzi yishnasoy, because now you're left with less than 300 years that is divided with 300 koyhanim. So obviously each one of them didn't even make it for a full year. Yeah. Now there's a party that is not in our gilso, but in the Hagoy Sabach he adds Yerush Tugel Gimovo. You see the Bach. This is a unique case. The Bach is adding all shtikul gimava. The chol kach loma. What's talking the pshat that they didn't have even a full year? Fisha, you like chimaisa bedomim. Dom habasi takiv od dini we aylo lemasu ba basbaisis liyanei malko adu ukmel Yeshua ben Gamla b'kohani ravavei. Yeah, so there was a rich lady that paid the king, Yanei Malko, for making Yeshua ben Gamla a kohen gadol. She paid him a large sum of money. So mimeilo, that's why. Since that's how it worked, yeah, he would buy the kohen gadol with money, like the Gemara said before, and chesim with beis mitech shnei of mamlekuno. So that's why they ended up not making it even for 1 year. And the hesber is like we saw in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, that it's not they weren't choosing the best people, they weren't choosing them by their qualities, they weren't choosing a tzaddik, so they were choosing by the bribery, so you ended up with Kayanik Gdelim Rishayim. So the reason why they weren't Mayrich Yamim is not because they bought it with money, it's because they were Rishayim. Just the fact that they bought it with money, so that caused the situation that you didn't have tzaddikim being Kohanim Gedolim. Now, if you go back to what we had in Chesem with Beis, now push it connecting the dots, yeah. So we saw before. Originally, b'tchilo hayu kayim ma'aselishkas balvati. Umitayach shnoisim of mamel kahuna machlif ma'asikol shnei mazuchaydish etc. Hayu kayim lishkas parhedrin. Right. So Rashi already said in Chesem with Beis, the change of the shinui hashem of the lishka happened between Beis Rishon and Beis Sheni. And to be more accurate, Rashi says it's not exactly between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, but it happened after the term of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was already in Bais Sheni, but in Shimon HaTzadik, like the Gemara was saying, he was a tzadik, Yekishmoy Kainu, and he was in the first 40 years. So by him, they still called it with the old name of Lishkas Balvate. That's what Rashi says in Chesem with Beis, you see? B'tchilo, Zokt Rashi, kol yemei Shimon HaTzadik, sheherich yomim, like we see in the Arugim Mora, it was Mayrich Yomim, hayukayim v'selishkas balvati. What's the point of the Arichus Yomim? Because the whole reason for the change of the name was because the Kohanim Gedolim started dying young, according to Rashi. Mm-hmm. Shimon HaTzadik didn't die young, Adirabba, he was Mayrich Yomim, he was a Kohen Gadol for 40 years. So Kozman Shimon HaTzadik was still in charge, even though it was already by Sheni, they still called the Lishka with the old name, Lishkas Balvati, which the Ritva explains, that's the Choshev name, Sarim, yes, it's the Shem Shul Chashivus. There was no reason to start giving it the name of Parhedrin. Afterwards, when he started having the 300 Kohen Gadolim that died young, that didn't make it for a full year, so then they changed the name to Lishkas Parhedrin because that was a marshal to the administrators that changed every year. Mm-hmm. And according to the Rambam, so it's not because they died young that they changed the Lishkas Parhedrin, but because they bought the Kohen Gadolim. So the Melech used to change them every year for getting a new bribery. So according to the Rambam, the kol echod ve'echod lo yoytzi yishnasoi, yeah. So could be it's not chazach, yeah. It's not chazach, but the problem is, yeah. The way we're saying till now, so lichur kumtay. So according to the Rambam, there's two things that are going on here. The Melech is switching them every year. That's what the Gemara was talking about. Chesem with Beis, machlifi moysen kipshutoi, like the parhedrin mamish, like the king switching the administrators every year. And then there's not chazach that our Gemara is saying that they used to die young. Right? But that's not what the Gemara was talking about before. But the problem with this is, according to the Rambam, yeah, Lemaisa, if kol echod ve'echod me'em lo yehoytzi shnosoi, yeah, they would die young, so why did the king have to switch them? They anyway died, even if he wouldn't switch them. It's a pellet. Yeah. And the Gemara Lehedya says, the Brice Lehedya says in Chesem with the Beis that the frequency of the Machlifim Moisim was Kol Shnei Moser Chaydish, right? The Gemara here says that anyway, they didn't make it a full year. No, so why did he have to switch them? Because he wanted to make money, the Gemara says, what's going on? It's a shtickle pellet. Something doesn't stim here. Mm-hmm. So Lichura, I would suggest to Chiddish that after the Rambam also had a different pshat in our Gemara. In the Gemara Tesem and Daleth, in this Brisa, in this Rabbi Yochanan's main one, that when the Gemara says you call echad ve'echad lo yhoitzi shnosoi, it does not mean that they died necessarily. It means that they didn't end even 1 year as a kohen gadol. Lo yhoitzi shnosoi b'toras kohen gadol. They were switched right away, before the end of the year. You're ready, the king got a new guy, someone that paid a new bribery. That's what Yotzi Shnasi means. You see, the Gemara is not saying Lehedya Misa here. The Gemara is not saying Lehedya they died. But Yotzi Shnasa, yeah, Rashi learns, it means they died. Maybe that's the Pashas. Ram says, no. We saw that the Machlifim Oysim, like the Paradim, Lehedya Shnasi, it means they didn't. The problem is, so according to that, so what's the Shnois Vishayim Tiktsana? Yeah? Pashtis, yeah, the Pasuk is talking about Arichus Yayim of Tzadikim as opposed to Kitzu Yayim of Rishayim, and that's why Rashi is saying they used to die young. That's the Pshat L'Yayit Yishnasi. If we want to be a suggestion that the Ram has a different Pshat L'Gimor, we want to say such a Chiddish that L'Yayit Yishnasi L'Fi the Ram means that L'Yayit Yishnasi B'Tevas Ken Gadol, not that he died. So what does that have to do with the Pasuk? How's the Gemara telling it to the Pasuk in Mishle? What?
The Taitch is still
in. Yeah, that what?
That the years of the Rishon, meaning the years of Kahuna.
Oh, so it's very geschmack. I think what's going on here, the Rambam is, he learns the drasha, the whole drasha of the Pasuk in Mishle here, as a whole different thing. Taka the Pash Pshuti Shlemikra Avadi is talking about Arichus Yayin Kipshutoi. The Rambam Vaistis learns, the Gemara is dashing, when the Gemara is saying Zemik Dash Rishen and Zemik Dasheni, the Gemara means to dash in the Pasuk in a whole different way. Then in Mikdash Rishen there was long terms, and in Mikdasheni there was short terms. So Shnais Rishen Tiktsana doesn't mean they lived a short life, or a shorter life. It means they had shorter terms in Bais Sheni. In Bais Rishon, the Kohen Gadolim had Hisafas Yomim, they had long terms of as a Kohen Gadol. In Bais Sheni, they had short terms. That's all. Nothing to do with the life, with life and death. So it's mamish a whole different pshat in the pasuk. The Gemara is saying here, I'll read this drash, lefi the Ram. I think it's emes. That's how the Ram learns mistama, and that's the only way how you can understand what the Ram is doing in Chesem with Beis, not in Pirushim Mishnais, that he says that the reason that he had a new king on every year is because the king used to change them every year. Yeah, so obviously that's the only thing going on according to the Ram. It can't be both. You can't change you can't throw out of office a dead king god. Right? So obviously he was still alive when the king switched. And the king switched him for a different reason, because he wanted to make new money on it. So he was a Rasha because he only bought his way into the Kohen Gadol. And he was switched every year for financial reasons again. Yeah, just like he bought it with money, now a new guy is buying with money. And that's the Gemara's point here, and that's the connection between the sugyas. The Gemara's talk of making a connection. Even the Loyotzi Shnasi is connected to what the Gemara said before. According to the Ram, Loyotzi Shnasi is showing you that each one of them didn't finish his term. So it's taka mamish min yono. Not just we're showing you that the Kohanim Gadolim were reshaimin by Shani, but we're even showing you that they didn't complete even a term of 1 year. Just like according to Rashi, that's the Lehoitzi Shnasi is connected to before. Also according to the Rambam, just in a different way. It's not about dying young, it's about losing his position in a short time. Adkan.